I could focus on the sons of Zebedee just a little bit. Just appreciate how our Lord was going into this pretty serious topic, okay? So actually, we're going to get into this insight into the heart and mind of Jesus. He's carrying this burden, pretty heavy burden. Maybe some of us can relate. I don't know if you've ever had this major burden on your heart for a long time. And he's sharing it for the first time. He's giving them a glimpse of what's going to happen to him. And we can tell his divine mind sees every detail of what's coming to him. He lists it, right? He'll be betrayed to the chief priests and the scribes. And by this time, the apostles have seen how they have been treating him. And he will be betrayed to them. By one betrayed, one of his friends. He's got that word, hand him over. Betrayed by a friend. That's on his heart. That's on his mind. They will condemn him to death, not 5 years in prison. They will condemn him to death. They will hand him over, not to their authorities, but to the other people, their enemies, the Romans. They're not even going to do it. They're going to hand him over to the Romans, who are going to mock him. Scourged, and then crucify him. But he will be raised on the third day. It's all super clear in Jesus' mind the whole time. He gives no censoring of what's going to happen. It's uncensored. And he's carrying that on his heart. And as he's sharing it, and he says it, and you can feel the silence, he's taking the 12 aside, right? Whatever the crowd was doing along the road, we don't know. He's alone with the 12. And in comes Mrs. James and John. Hey, excuse me, Jesus, excuse me. And I just picture James and John saying to themselves, or to her, not now. And I appreciate that because, look, it's Lent. If we've had a struggle focusing on what you're supposed to focus on in Lent, it's a struggle. I'm focusing on, I don't know, how much I love the sweets that I gave up, or how much I love whatever. I'm distracted with some drama. I'm distracted with something that I want to be a part of later on. And Lent is passing. And I'm on the wrong page. Saint, Mother of James and John, pray for me. We can relate, okay? She can intercede for us. We can relate. The struggle is real. I didn't mean to spend so much time there, but she gives us hope. If it's, you know, we're about a third of the way through Lent, it's not too late. Get on the wavelength with Jesus. Don't be on the wrong page. When our Lord, during these 40 days, is opening us to share in his passion with him, through a little bit of sacrifice even, towards the glory of Easter Sunday. Get on the right wavelength if you've been on the wrong wavelength. I want to focus, though, just briefly, the fact that he did, the mind of Jesus carried certain things, everything, bore the weight of his passion, bore the weight of it, lived it in his mind over and over and over again before he lived it in his flesh. His mind was fully aware. I don't know, sometimes I get a shudder thinking of terrible things that I experienced previously. Imagine what it is to know ahead of time. I think, I haven't seen The Chosen season 4, but I think there are probably scenes of Jesus bearing this burden, weeping to his Father ahead of time, praying with his Father, and struggling with this burden that he carried. His human heart and mind were burdened, sometimes to the point of being overwhelmed with the anticipation of what was going to happen. What I also appreciate is that that's not the only thing on his mind. Notice this. When he asks James and John, can you drink the cup that I must drink? The one I've been thinking about a lot, the one I just shared with you. Can you drink the cup of suffering I must drink? And they say, sure, no problem. Of course, they don't realize what they're saying. He actually says, the cup that I will drink, you will drink. And I think he says it with a proud smile. Because James and John were martyred. James, I think, if this is the right James, because there's like four Jameses, I think this is the one that was martyred first. Stephen was the first martyr, but James was the first apostle who was killed. But anyway, regardless, they did it. They succeeded. They were going to do it. They were going to make it. And I think that filled the heart of Jesus with joy. even as he was filled with sorrow. And I just appreciate that insight into the mind of God. Why do we go forward in Lent with our sacrifices? Because of Good Friday? We want to get to Good Friday? No, it's Easter Sunday. It's towards the glory to come, because we're going to make it. Wouldn't you want to hear Jesus tell you, the cup that I will drink, that one you think that you could never drink it, you're going to drink it. But you're going to succeed in drinking it. We just want to move forward, not with a guilt, miserable, sad and sober face during Lent. Yeah, you can sober it up a little bit. That's probably a good idea, to sober your face during Lent, sober everything during Lent. But maybe with a little bit of joy, joyful hope. Even the liturgy, right? We rejoice in joyful hope. We go forward in Lent with joyful hope, because while we carry our burdens and don't touch sweets, and maybe we're fasting on Wednesdays and Fridays, or just Fridays, or not even, whatever, we're hope-filled. Because our Lord sees not only the suffering, but also the victory that we're moving towards. And let our minds be filled with Jesus and our suffering together, and with Jesus and our rejoicing together. Because he didn't suffer so we would suffer. He suffered so that we would win the victory. Let us look forward to that as he does. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.